Tired of worrying about just American history? Do you want to adventure into the rest of the world? Here on the Worldwide Show, we don't just talk about American history, but venture off into anything from how the New World was founded to how slavery was abolished and everything in between. Today, we will be talking about the Enlightenment and how those ideas affected some very important documents that many people do not know about today. I'm Chris Herrera, and let's get started. The reason I started this podcast off with Rise Up by Andre Day was to help set the mood of this discussion. The Enlightenment, as defined by worlds together, worlds apart, is the intellectual movement in 18th century Europe, which extended the methods of the natural sciences, especially physics, to society, stretching natural laws and reason as the basics of authority. The first document I'd like to get into is On the Rights of Women by Mary Wollstonecraft. She was a feminist born in London in 1759, who also wrote a book portraying women as helpless, emotional adornments independent by their nature of men. In this book, she continues to explain that if they be really capable of acting like rational creatures, let them not be treated like slaves, or like the brutes who are dependent on the reason of man. When they associate with him, but cultivate their minds, give them the solitary, sublime curve of principle. And let them attain conscious dignity by feeling themselves dependent on God. She wants them to understand that women have things in common with men and to appreciate them for what they can do. Mary goes on to explain that women love men as their partners. However, she does not support how they treat her. She quotes, "I love men as my fellow, but his scepter, real or usurped, extends not to me, unless the reason on an individual demands my homage." It is obvious that these problems should have been brought up before. Women are stripped of rights everyone should have. There is no proof that women should be inferior to men. There is no good reason for it. And for those reasons, that is exactly why the Enlightenment was brought up around this time. Mary wanted a reasoning for why men and women cannot be equal. Mary made a new level of the Enlightenment. She wanted there to be equality between men and women. The laws did not support that and what she wanted, and she explains that through her book. She respected men and wanted the same respect in return. Treat others how you want to be treated. Throughout many of these documents, we will find that this is not the case. The Haitian Declaration of Independence was issued on January 1st of 1804. Jean Jacques Dessalines was a former slave who was the first ruler of Haiti. During this time period, Haiti was trying to establish their independence over France, and this was going on for over 13 years. The Haiti people either wanted to live independently or die trying because they did not want to be slaves anymore. The Haiti people did not want the French name haunting their land. Jean Jacques Dessalines encouraged the people to fight for their land. He explained that this is about the ancestors that have come before us and died for our freedom. Even if they did not win, for all the cruelty that they have shown since enslaving them, they wanted to go with this chant, anathema to the French name, internal hatred of France. Unlike Mary Wollstonecraft, the Haiti people decided to take matters into their own hands physically. Mary Wollstonecraft used a book as her platform, and the Haitian people used their aggression as their platform. It took a lot of passion, a lot of built-up anger, and a lot of encouragement from Jean Jacques Dessalines to finally convince the Haiti people to gain their independence from France. During this Enlightenment period, there are many different platforms people used, and one of the most encouraging platforms was Frederick Douglass when asked to give his speech. Frederick Douglass gave a speech that was called "What to the Slave is the 4th of July." Frederick Douglass spent over 20 years of his life being a slave and becoming an abolitionist. During his public lecture delivered on July 5th, 1852, in New York, Douglass contrasted the freedoms and natural rights by the Declaration of Independence and what was actually celebrated on the 4th of July, and the lack of freedom endured by African American slaves. During his speech, Douglass was asking if he's supposed to express gratitude for their independence. The 4th of July shows the difference between blacks and whites. The rich inheritance of justice, liberty, prosperity, and independence is not shared by him, but by the white people. He explains that the sunlight that has brought life and healing to you has brought stripes and death to me. This 4th of July is yours, not mine. I just mourn. He explains that slavery is the greatest sin and shame of America. He goes on to explain that 72 crimes in Virginia, if a black man committed, would all get the death penalty, while a white man only got the death penalty if he committed two of those crimes. Frederick Douglass concludes his argument that he will agree with the Declaration of Independence and the celebration of the 4th of July when the things that he just mentioned change. Whenever a slave is a man, but until then, he classifies a slave as a brute. Every document mentioned today challenged the Enlightenment ideas. These people fought for what they believed in. They encouraged people to take a stand. Every single idea from Mary Wollstonecraft, Jean Jacques Dessalines, and Frederick Douglass all had something in common, and that was what they fought for. They all believed in something, and eventually what they fought for came true. Whether it was during this time period or not, these people fought for what they believed in and convinced others throughout the years to do the same as well. I'm Chris Herrera, and tune in next week. Thanks.